Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
We have unnecessary food news.
Yep.
Oh, is that one that just came in?
Out of South Carolina. Guy named Ed Curry. He's a hot pepper expert.
I'm reading this right now, too. Perfect.
Yeah, this is unnecessary.
Crossbred and Goody. Carolina Reaper. That's the hottest pepper in the world. Well, up until about this October guy. 9th.
Right.
Pepper X, formerly known as Twitter, was publicly named the hottest pepper in the world.
Is that your line?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you opening up for Nick this week?
Yeah, yeah.
You heading down to Wichita with Nick and Curtis? Because that one sucked. All right. Nick liked it. Nick liked it. You can open up for Nick.
Of course.
The Reaper out. Apparently he...
That's how Walsh got that black guy. He tried that joke last weekend.
Rolled out the Reaper 10 years ago.
So he threw a cocktail glass up on stage. Pow.
Explain what the Reaper did to this guy, Todd.
No, this is the Pepper X.
Pepper X, excuse me.
Okay, he did this. Did more. Let's see. I was feeling the heat for about 3.5 hours. So he ate one of these peppers.
Oh, apparently it's immediate, too. Apparently you taste
immediately. Brutal heat, it says.
Listen, it gets worse.
One of only 5 people so far to eat an entire Pepper X. Cramps are horrible. I was laid out flat on a marble wall for approximately an hour in the rain, groaning in pain.
Oh, God.
He was in the rain. Well, I guess you got to do anything possible to try to just cool down. Just lay there on a marble wall. Well, obviously laying down sort of wall, you know.
Here's where we go through the Scoville units for you.
This is crazy.
Jalapeno was 5,000. The habanero, which was the record holder 25 years ago. And I've got a freezer full of habaneros. I've had a steady diet of habaneros all summer long.
But then don't you just take a drop, put it in some chili, and it's the whole place is hot?
I will cut up about a half a pepper. Now,
and just throw it in what, a vat of something?
I'll chop it up and maybe put it in a salad, put it in some soup.
Oh, so that's, you can still eat a half one, right?
Right, or put it in some salsa.
Have your farts stabilized?
Yeah, they kind of have. I've really grown tolerant because it takes more and more now to feel the heat.
No seeds? Do you leave some seeds when you want
some heat? No, I leave the seeds in.
Make sure you don't toss the salad with some of that in your mouth.
Are you sure that all the nerve endings inside you aren't just dead from this?
Could be.
The flaming.
My butt's really warm, Todd. Yeah. I appreciate it, but what'd you eat?
But you got to make sure that you wash your hands after you've handled them.
I think you got to use gloves. Just be safe.
There's a video that's been popping up on my Instagram reels of a dude. I don't know what kind of pepper he's cutting up, but he has gloves on, and he's cutting it up, and then he goes to, like, itch his eye.
Oh, no.
And it takes him a second to realize what he's done.
Yeah.
The video stops after that.
I've done that, too. You got to take your glove off.
Explain these units here, Todd, to people.
Where are we at? Oh, the Reaper, the Carolina Reaper, which used to be the hottest pepper in the world. 1.6 million Scoville units. So that's 100 times stronger than...
Well, list here what is stronger
than a habanero. And the Pepper X. The Pepper X... 2.69 million Scoville units. Pepper spray holstered by police is 1.6 million. Bear spray, 2.2 million. So this is more powerful than bear spray.
I saw a guy crap himself on pepper spray once. He just fell to the ground and pooped himself.
Was it you?
No. It was at a bar. Was that one of the bouncers sprayed him with the pepper spray?
Did he win the tickets?
He went down and pooped. No, what? It was okay. It was push. We did it to push years ago.
Did he win the tickets? Because that should have won the tickets.
No, that wasn't even that. It was it was a bar situation where somebody was getting kicked out, and the guy fought, and the bouncer just sprayed him, and he fell down on the ground and pooped himself. So I wouldn't think that if you're eating that pepper, wouldn't this guy said the first the cramps? I mean, 3.5 hours of heat is amazing, but the cramps coming in.
Is yeah, it's got to just be cramps. Twisting your gut.
Only five people. So if you're one of the five people, there'll be a sixth person that eats this. And they'll read the story and go, okay, I'll try it.
And they'll die.
Always somebody, there's always somebody that think they can handle it. You know?
They'll die. How does that not like? How does that not immediately give you an ulcer? Like, doesn't that eat through the lining of your stomach?
A doctor
that was explained to us by Dr. Justin. That your stomach
can handle it, right?
Yeah. The lining of your stomach is very tolerant because it's full of stomach acid. Right.
Oh, God.
You know, it eats up food. It dissolves food. Yeah. You know, you drink Coca-Cola, which dissolves teeth.
True.
A lot of stuff you put in your gut.
You can use it to clean batteries.
Your gut can handle it.
But still, it's going to keep you from cramps. And Push is right, though. I mean, you would think the cramps eventually would eat away at the lining of your belly.
Here's what I had to do with my habanero peppers. And keep in mind, the habanero pepper is 100,000 times weaker than this Pepper X thing. My neighbor dried a bunch of them. So I took a jar of dried habaneros, and I'm going to put them in the grinder, in the nut grinder. But I thought,
You didn't smoke it, did you?
Make sure it's a separate grinder from that other one.
Yes. That's dangerous.
First of all, I'm going to go outside to do this.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm putting an N95 mask on.
I don't think that's enough.
Because you could still...
What about your eyes, though?
Smell it.
Your eyes
are out. The eyes were fine.
Goggles?
I didn't put any goggles on, but I took the grinder
outside.
Walsh
should wear goggles more often.
And I put the mask on, and I ground up the peppers that way. Because otherwise, even if you breathe that stuff in, you get a little bit of that dust. You'll cough for a while.
Yeah. I didn't know how much more powerful than like pepper spray and stuff the Scovilles were.
I didn't know either.
Because where I
and bear spray, spray is 2.2 million, and Pepper X is 2.69 million.
It would hurt less to just pop a can of bear spray and spray it on your taco than to sprinkle this thing on. Like, this is less.
Yeah. Do people do that?
I don't know just what kind of pepper
put bear
they
spray
use
on a salad?
In bear spray. What the chemical composition of bear spray
do people
is?
People bear spray on their salad.
I was thinking about getting pepper spray for just some of the places I fish and things. It'd be nice to have in a tackle bag, but I'm just going to start. Can I get some peppers from you, Todd?
Get over. Let me
throw them to the bear. Right? Let me get a hold of you so I can smash this pepper in your eye.
You walk up to the bear, just smoosh the pepper in his eye. It runs away. Why'd you do that?
This guy says he shares these Pepper X with medical researchers who think they might be able to use them to help cure disease or help people who suffer chronic pain. I don't know how.
What? Say you think that's painful. We'll make something else hurt.
Yeah.
You won't feel it at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, your leg hurts? We'll rub this in your eye. You'll forget about your leg.
Does the capsaicin, because that's the active ingredient in peppers, does that have a healing quality?
Doesn't really say here what they would be using it for.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know when you sprinkle red pepper on your pizza, that stuff, you know?
I love those too.
It's my favorite thing. Well, we were in middle school making pizza in class, and I got one of those red pepper in my eye, and I couldn't get it out. And I remember that was just in my eye. And
I'm surprised by that because there's so much other surface area on your face and your head.
Was this
into your eye?
Is this hardcore pizza party?
Dick, man. Yeah, it was sixth grade pizza party, man. And I couldn't get it out. And then finally a teacher had to bend my eye open and take her big old lady fingernail and get it out.
Oh.
But, yeah, I know.
I've heard my dad tell a story a dozen times that he was in high school eating pizza with, you know, his friends or whatever, and then he took an entire jar of the red pepper flakes and put it on a piece of pizza.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So anytime we're anywhere.
I like red pepper, but that's also you can live through that. The red pepper just tastes good.
Anytime we're anywhere where there's the pepper shaker, he's like, you know, and I'm like, yeah.
He tells us.
I know. Wait, let me guess. Did you put a whole thing on there and eat it?
If you went to the Ida Grove Pizza Hut between 1990 and 2005, there's a good chance the lid wasn't screwed on.
People would do the whole thing anyway.
Yep,
the Pizza Hut trick, right?
Oh, got me again.
Is this the same Pizza Hut you were talking about the other day that had the pond in the back?
Oh, it's all abandoned. Yeah.
Tyler was reminiscing about this Pizza Hut that had, like, you know, childhood memory pond in the back and everything.
But the pond's dried up and the Pizza Hut's boarded up and it's the coolest thing ever. Like, I want a tattoo of the little abandoned Pizza Hut horizon on my shoulder blade.
See, that surprises me. Most of those old Pizza Huts are now like insurance offices or something. Yeah. They painted the top brown and now it's an insurance office. Yeah.
The carp are all gone out of the pond and they moved out.
Oh, it sounds like this pepper guy did this too. This is his new addiction.
To keep making the hottest one ever?
Right. He went all into growing peppers after kicking drug and alcohol addictions, and he considers this a natural high.
Yeah, you should try that.
Which it is. It does release endorphins and dopamine.
Yeah, and it says he's got a team of lawyers that, like, protect his intellectual property because he's the one who bred these peppers and had to go through everything to get them recognized as a separate plant. And so that's his intellectual property. So he says he's not going
to
allow.
Does he try one every time?
I'm sure he has to.
Is she one of the top five? He probably had to one to try.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's one of the five. But
he
invents one. Somebody just bites it, and their head just catches on fire right away. It'd be great. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be probably people to work with him.
Right. He's got some guinea pigs apparently.
Yeah, because he says he won't release seeds for these peppers, so other people can grow them. Until his lawyers have gotten all of the...
He owns the seed, right?
He owns that. That is his property, and he will profit off of it.
What's it going to be used for? You did say something, Todd. I'm sorry, I missed that. What he's research for what? In case the Russians come, we throw peppers at them, you know?
Yeah.
Shares his peppers with medical researchers, hoping they can use them to cure disease.
Oh, pain, that's right.
Yeah,
pain,
and help people who suffer chronic pain or discomfort.
Right.
I don't have any more than that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I knew a sober comic that was doing pepper challenges all the time, and he would kind of admit, like, yeah, I get a rush. He's like, I get a rush from eating hot like that. Whatever you call it when your head's swimming and you hate yourself. he liked that buzz.
Okay, it's
your head swimming and you hate yourself.
Apparently, there's been research and discoveries in the last few years into capsaicin and pain. It says some patients with neuropathic pain, so like nerve pain,
right,
benefit from the application of different forms of capsaicin to the skin, and it helps to relieve that nerve pain somehow. There's a lot of words here that don't make a lot of sense to me after this, but there is some sort of science behind it, and it is kind of like new groundbreaking science.
If we had one, we could find a volunteer. I wouldn't want to do it on the radio because somebody would get hurt and they may sue us, but there's always some jackass that thinks they can do stuff. You know, I mean, I remember the time we told people it's impossible to drink a gallon of milk within an hour. It's just impossible. You puke.
Your stomach doesn't have the capacity.
And everybody,
I wonder if Tommy Lee could.
We talked about it. We had five. We had more than one volunteer, but five guys showed up, all knowing I drink so much milk, I can do that. They all thought they could do that. They all puked within the first hour. So there's some physical
in
thing.
In studio.
Did you guys not puke
watching them puke?
Well, it was pretty brutal, yeah.
The stank was nasty.
Yeah, the stank was nasty.
Did anybody projectile vomit? That's always
good. No, we had buckets in front of everybody. Some guys made it to the bathroom. Some guys, they all just could puke in the bucket. But every one of them thinking, you know, because I drink a lot of milk, I can do this. Same with these pepper guys. There's guys thinking, I can handle that. And they would try it, and they'd be laying on the floor in the rain naked. You know, I'm adding naked in there, you know.
That's a Chili Peppers song.
Right.
Naked in the rain.
Yeah, am I getting any health benefits from having half a habanero every day? Or am I doing my digestive system
half a
harm?
I have no idea what that is, by the way.
I would wonder if you're like doing
more
harm than anything.
You might just be conditioning it.
Oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like your vodka.
Right. I used to have take like a little sliver, and now I'm up to about a half a pepper or more.
Well, it's always more with you, Todd.
It is.
You
know? Yep. That's how it always starts.
Next thing you know, man, you're downing an X, laying on the floor in the backyard in the rain, you know, and shrooming at the same time.
Yeah. You got a lot to balance.
No, looking in the back of Christie's head.
Yeah,
you know?
And looking for turds the whole time.
I won't be like the dumbass. I don't know what pepper he put into a bong. You seen that video?
Yeah.
Viral video out there.
That goes into your lungs then,
crushes
right?
Crushes up a pepper and puts it in a bong.
Now, that would be dangerous, right?
It seemed like it was.
It goes into your lungs, right?
It seemed like it was, yeah.
That's why you can't mix grinders.
Yeah.
Oh, I cleaned that grinder out very thoroughly afterwards.
Have you ever
used it for weed after that?
Oh, no, this is not a weed grinder.
Okay, good.
I thought it was a weed grinder, too. Do they make other grinders?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, spice grinders.
Scraping the Javier O'Keefe.
Right, this isn't a manual weed grinder thing. It's an electric, O'Keefe. You can grind.
I was with you, Nick. I thought he just used an extra weed grinder.
He's got a Bob Marley pepper grinder. Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Everybody does.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.